A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
What's up, Hot Ones fans? This is Sean Evans, and welcome back to another edition of our classic interview series, where we crack the vaults of Hot Ones history open and bring you some of our best hot sauce-fueled interviews in their full, uncut glory. This week, we celebrate one of my personal favorite guests of all time, Tyra Banks. The best Hot Ones shoots are the ones where we break at the end and the whole crew just sort of looks at each other like, what the hell just happened? That was awesome. Tyra was that times 10. One thing that was cool is that she brought her mother, Carolyn London, to set, which I think is only the second mom to ever come to a Hot Ones taping after Mac DeMarco's mom watched her son take on the wings of death. One thing you won't get here are some of the visual highlights from Tyra's fireworks display, including shoveling ice cream into her mouth for pain relief and busting out modeling poses for each hot sauce on the table. But that's what makes her episode Hall of Fame worthy. The audio extras are just as thrilling, including Tyra's expert breakdown of the modeling industry and her memories of making a rap song with Kobe Bryant. I want Tyra to be my mentor, and I think you will too after listening to her Hot Ones interview. Enjoy Tyra Banks, uncut. Hey, what's going on, everybody? For First We Feast, I'm Sean Evans, and today I'm joined by Tyra Banks. She's a fashion world icon, legendary supermodel, TV host, business mogul, and she has a new book, Perfect is Boring, 10 Things My Crazy Fierce Mama Taught Me About Beauty, Booty, and Being a Boss. Tyra Banks,
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
I like how you said booty.
That's good.
Booty. You like booty. You put like an emphasis. Booty.
I popped it.
You
popped that
you
booty.
Popped that booty. Yes.
How are you with spicy food?
You know, get ready.
Uh-oh. Okay.
No, I'm such a lightweight.
Really?
Oh, my God. I can't handle it, but I love this challenge. I don't know what. I mean, I have my friends. They're like, girl, you black, right? I'm like, yeah. Like, well, we were raised with spicy food. I'm like, my granny didn't make it that spicy.
All right, Tyra. Well, are you ready to runway walk through 10 scorching hot chicken wings?
Oh, I love what you did there. I am.
All right. So this first one is the Humble House Ancho and Burrito, and you'll start at the handle.
So what do? Oh, it's on there already?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I thought we had to put it on there.
We cut out the middleman, Tyra.
Ooh,
that's good.
So there are many sides to Tyra, and we'll get into them all today. But I want to start with Tyra Banks, business school professor. I know that you were helping to teach a class for Stanford MBAs called Project U, Building and Extending Your Personal Brand.
Yes.
Is it true that you started class by having all the students take one-minute videos of themselves?
Yes. How do you know that? Who told you that? Yes, I wanted to see what they thought their personal brands are. And so part of that is them submitting a video of them talking about themselves and what they think their personal brands are. So that from that first thing to the last thing they do, it's totally different and they learn a hell of a lot.
You know, one of the things about building a personal brand that's tough is to not look like a jerk who's building their personal brand. How do you avoid that? What's your advice for that?
You mean the narcissistic right. kind of view of it?
Mm-hmm.
It has to be like as organic as possible. You know, it has to just be really natural. It can't be like you're forcing it. At the same time, if your brand is being a jerk, then jerk away. Like, lean into it.
Really ride that.
Ride the jerk.
Double down.
Double down.
All right, Tyra, are you ready to move on?
Yes.
All right, so this next one is Louisiana.
Oh, I grew up on this one.
You're familiar.
Quite. We used to mix this. We used to have Fish Fridays when I was a kid. My mom would buy fried fish. And we'd take Louisiana hot sauce and ketchup. Mix it in a big bowl and then dip the fish in that.
Wow. So this is taking you back.
I feel, oh my God, I hear like hip, hop, hip it to the hip it to the hip. No, taking me back then. There.
So can't have a Tyra Banks interview without talking about America's Next Top Model. It's a cable TV institution, one of the longest running, most successful reality shows ever. When you think about all the over-the-top competitions, whether it's the treadmill runway or the bubble ball walk, which one was most fun for you to watch from a distance?
I would have to say my models walking down a building Like, this is the building. It is 10 stories high. This is my model on the edge of the building. And she has on a harness, and she's now perpendicular to the building, and she is walking down the building facing the ground. That was wonderful from afar.
Do you have a favorite guest judge?
Nicki Minaj.
Really?
She's like, you cute and all, but, you know, I think that the hair should be a little bigger.
I really liked her.
Do you get a kick out of seeing that we were all rooting for you gif all over the internet, or do you kind of wish it would go away?
It's everywhere. It's never going anywhere, so right. I have to own it. And people come up to me, and they're like, please, here's my name. My name is Paul. Now, can you just, like, substitute the name for Paul? And I'll do it sometimes. It depends on the mood.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like a party trick.
And then America's Next Top Model, it's a competition which naturally breeds rivalries. But I'm curious, yes, when you look back on your own career, what are the most savage chess moves that you've ever seen models do to try to get ahead?
Oh, I mean, I've experienced it myself quite a lot. I remember there was one model I was about to walk onto the runway, and she was like, yeah, crap, and I hope you fall, and blah, 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 like crazy. It felt like it was straight out of Showgirls. I'm like, I'm about to walk out on the runway, and you're like trash talking in my ear to hope that I fall.
Trying to get in your head.
Yeah. Another one, actually, I don't know who did it, actually, but I had these big shoes that I had to put on, and my dresser dressed me. And like, it dressed me like right close to the edge of the runway. I jump on the stairs really fast and I start walking and I realize my shoelaces are tied together. So I had to sashay like really close, like with my hips like, ooh, 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 ooh.
But you didn't fall.
Never, honey. I've never fallen on the runway.
Tyra always ends up on top.
Always on top. This tip and top stuff is just a little too much. And the sexy hot wings, oh my God, it's just too hot.
You ready to move on?
Yes.
All right, so this next one is the Bronx Green Market hot sauce.
Green, like green chilies?
Mm-hmm.
Not hot.
Picking it up. We inch it up here, Tyra.
Oh, it creeps, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's creeping.
Mm-hmm.
Very TLC. I'm showing my age, 90s.
Me too. I love that video.
Keep it on the down low.
So you know that you've arrived and become a permanent fixture in rap lyrics, and I'd venture to say that Tyra Banks is probably the most name-checked supermodel in the history of hip-hop. So with that in mind, what I want to do is bounce some classic Tyra Banks bars off of you, and I'm just curious how they hit your ear, your opinion. Maybe you like it, maybe you don't like it, maybe it leaves you confused, and we'll just go from there. Does
okay.
that sound good?
Bust right now.
All right, so this first one is from Paul Wall. It's off Fly. I got the top steady drop in, like, record sales. Paint changing colors like Tyra Banks' fingernails.
Oh, he's saying that my nails be changing, my nail color be changing. I appreciate that, but look at my nails right now.
They're not changing colors.
They're like so bad, so busted. He needed to be like, I got the fingernails looking like I'm living up in jail, like a Tyra Banks, because the fingernails is looking like hell. Something like that. That's what this looks like.
All right, so this next one is from Lauryn Hill. It's off Keep It Tight. Chicks try to model after me like I'm Tyra Banks. Want to thank me because my statements are prodigious. Style so prestigious, make a sinner act religious.
Oh my God, wait, Lauryn Hill put me in a rhyme?
Lauryn Hill put you in a rhyme.
And I don't know this?
It's off the song Keep It Tight.
This is sacrilegious.
And it's an amazing song.
Oh my God, Lauryn, that's, you don't understand. Lauryn Hill, like, she has songs like Zion and songs that, like, bring me to tears. So I bow down to you, Miss Hill. I did not know that you put me in that. I feel like I'm about to faint. Give me a pill to make me rise up with this sauce that's making me blow up
wow.
my mouth because it's so hot. Yup. That was so whack.
It was not. It was not. I was in.
So
I was
whack.
In. Could have gone another 44 bars.
Oh my
for me.
God. You know what? Let's do that after.
Okay, deal. Deal. I have one more for you. This is from 2 Chainz. It's off Bentley Truck. Shorty thick, small waist, fat ass, gon' shake, money tall, Tyra Banks, we everything, y'all ain't.
Oh, money tall. So he's saying that I got height.
You got money.
Yeah. Oh, I got money. I thought I got, oh, wow.
It's a double entendre.
It's both. I'm tall and mm-hmm. got money.
Yeah.
I like that, 2 Chainz. Now, does he wear 2 Chainz?
He does. I actually,
only
well,
2 Chainz.
I've come across him 2 times. One time he was wearing 2 Chainz and one time he was only wearing 1 chain, but it was a very big chain, so I think it's almost like 2 Chainz.
And isn't he tall?
He's very tall.
And he has money.
And he has money.
And I'm single.
Ooh.
And I got on 1 chain. I need another one, if you know what I'm there, saying.
We see what you're putting out there. We see what you're putting out there. 2 Chainz, if you're watching. You ready to move on?
Yes.
And before we move on, we're going to have a very special guest joining us at the table. All right. We are joined at the table with Carolyn London, who is the inspiration, the foundation for the new book, Perfect is Boring. And you guys have inspired so many people with this no punches pulled, candid mother-daughter relationship. And with that, in true Hot Ones fashion, we're going to try to pull some skeletons out of the closet.
Oh, my gosh.
But first, let's eat a wing.
Which one is this?
This one, the Hot One sauce. Carolyn, what's the most stressful thing about managing Tyra?
I managed Tyra for the first 7 years of her career. I think the most stressful thing was walking that fine line between mama and manager.
It's a tightrope walk.
It's a real tightrope walk.
Sometimes she'd be cussing me out, and I'm like, who's cussing me out? The
your
business
mama.
Or your mama?
I say your mama. Most of the time it was your mama.
Is it true that Tyra had dreams of going to veterinary school?
Very early on. I was in the fourth grade.
Who had to?
That was when you had she had a dog named Biscuit.
Loved my dog. And Biscuit was a beagle. And Biscuit had, instead of a black patch, she had brown patch. And instead of brown eyes, she had gray eyes. Instead of a black nose, she had a little pink nose. She was a little interesting, a little different.
She had pink gums, too.
Yeah.
That dog was crazy.
So I wanted to go to veterinary school to kind of heal her. Yeah.
Can you give me a mother-daughter argument that you guys had while writing the book?
Oh, yeah. My mother is long-winded. Thank God she got these wings be in her mouth, because she just would be talking and telling the long story. She would be still telling the dog story right now if she didn't have Hot Wing in her mouth.
She messed up all my writing.
Oh, yeah.
I would wake up in the middle of the night and I'd have these magnificent memories that I wanted to record. And I would write for an hour and a half. Beautiful, flowery.
5 pages.
I can see the pros in my head.
And then I'd show it to her the next day.
And she'd be like, I'd be like, this is beautiful. These are 5 beautiful pages. And you see that one sentence right there? That is the one we're going to keep. So then a cuss out proceeded.
And then finally, whose brilliant idea was it to eat 10 scorching hot chicken wings today?
I'm a fan.
Tyra.
I watched your show, and I was like, oh my gosh, Ma, can we handle it? Can we handle it?
Sean, I didn't even know what your show was.
It's all right. That's why I appreciate the honesty. I appreciate
it. She had to turn on my computer and show me what people were doing, and I was like, you want me to do what?
Yeah, and then she started making requests. She's like, oh my God, that show's so good. And she goes, and they asked us for milk. She was like, but I saw people get ice cream, so I need ice cream.
We did. We got you guys a pint.
Oh,
of
really?
Vanilla ice cream.
Oh, we need that, because that really cools it down.
Yeah, very smart, very smart. Total pro move. All right, you ready to move on?
Yeah.
All right, so this next one is the Hammajang.
I want to do the MC Hammer dance right now to cool my mouth off.
Yeah, yeah. Take that spice out.
My mouth so hot. Woo! Okay.
All right, Tyra, well, we have a recurring segment on our show called Explain That Gram, where we do a deep dive on our guest's Instagram, pull interesting pictures that need more context. So I'll bust out the laptop, I'll show you the picture, and then you just tell me the bigger story. Does that sound good?
Sure.
Random act of fierceness with Riri.
So I was at the Chateau Marmont Hotel, chilling, obviously in a hat and chilling, and Rihanna came in, totally glamorous, gorgeous, big, like, kind of coat on, and we ran into each other in the lobby. And I was like, you know you're my big forehead sister. You know we got to do, like, pictures together. And so we did that photo together, and I told her to really get into it and to lean and, like, pose, and she hit it. Then we did another one where we showed how beautiful our foreheads are. I was going to say you're part of the forehead family, but you're not. You're just buzzed.
But maybe. I don't know. I think, like, well, you'd be able to tell.
Oh, wait, let me see. Yeah, put your hand right where your hair starts. It's a little higher. Right there. You're my cousin. I wouldn't say you're my forehead brother.
I want in the club so bad.
You're so not. Like, the velvet rope is kind of like, almost. Come back in a couple of years.
All right. Did you try the meat Barbie at that hot pot spot in Queens?
I was amazed by this. I honestly can say I was not there. This is something that I saw on the internet and pretended I was there.
All right. Well, next time you come to New York, we'll take you to the hot pot spot.
Have you been there?
No, but I know all about the meat Barbie. We're both on the hunt for the meat Barbie. All right. Two more for you. Me.
Is that what I said?
Yep, that's the caption.
No way!
It is.
Me! You know, I guess that meant, like, no makeup, child. No makeup, but good light. I ain't no fool.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So there was beautiful light. I was on vacation in Chatham, Massachusetts, which is like Cape Cod. And I went to a Harvard Business School reunion. And then after, we went a couple of hours away, me and my best friend, to this hotel. And I was like, they got some pretty light, girl. Let's take some selfies. And we got no makeup on, but the light gonna make it look like we do. That's what that was.
All right, then one more for you. You and B look like you're having a good time at the game. I can't say the same for Jay and Kimora, though.
It's so funny. I this was a long time ago, but I totally remember it. I was like, we all have on boots. We have on, me and B had on hats. This was a while ago. And Jay, I can't remember, I said something like, do you like coming to these games? And she was like, yeah. And Jay was like, she loves it. But he was joking. But he was like, she loves it. And he started laughing really big. I'll never forget that. That was 10 years ago or so.
There you go. All right. Thus concludes Explain That Gram. Tyra.
Yes.
Are you ready to move on?
Okay.
All right. So this next one is the Karma Sauce.
Karma Sauce.
It's my MC Hammer shaking the spice out. That's what's going on.
Okay. Different ones burn different parts of the mouth. This burns my throat.
Yeah.
Why does this burn back there?
It's by design. All the peppers, they hit you differently. So we're really throwing a lot at you, Tyra.
Yeah. It's now in my throat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I had a sore throat, I'd be healed right now. I'd be like, I'd be fine. Ooh, child.
On the rise of Instagram, I'm curious.
I love
from...
how you just keep talking.
On the rise of Instagram, I'm curious from your perspective, what's the difference between someone doing gym selfies with 5 million Instagram followers and then an angel walking the runway at the Victoria's Secret fashion show?
The one that's doing the selfies probably is making a hell of a lot more money. These days. I know my generation, we made a lot more money than girls do today. Because so many of these big brands are so prestigious now, like you just want to be a part of these brands so badly, so they don't have to pay you as much.
Right.
Back in the day, they paid us a hell of a lot of money, and I bought lots of houses and things. But now, if you're like a social media star, they make a lot of money. Like, you know, they post this, they go, oh, they have some ancho, I love it so much with my skinny tee and my blah, 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 and they get a lot of money, a lot more than a lot of fashion models. God dang, it's hot.
Mm-hmm. Has social media been good for modeling? Is it a good way to discover talent?
Yes.
Or
I discovered Winnie Harlow, who was on America's Next Top Model, a few cycles ago, scrolling through Instagram. There was this beautiful model, African-American girl. She had vitiligo. It was the most beautiful patterns on her face. And I just was like, I have to find her. And I started asking people on Instagram, who is this? Who is this? And she ended up on America's Next Top Model. And now she's been one of the Teen Choice
Everywhere.
Awards most favorites. She's a real supermodel now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love it. And I love the fact that models don't have to like just hope that someone dressed in black, I call it the bosses in black, choose them and say, oh, I think you're amazing. It's like, no, they create their own followings and make themselves stars.
No barriers to entry anymore.
Exactly.
All right, Tyra, you ready to move on?
Yes.
So this next one is the Dawson Sauce.
Dawson Sauce. You know what? Back in the day, Julia Roberts did a movie called Sleeping with the Enemy. She had to do a scene in the cold, wet, and she knew that crews take forever and they take their time setting up shots. She made the entire crew take their clothes off.
So I should make the entire crew
eat this damn wings.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be like, okay, next wing. Now go, because we need some ice cream to cool down our mouths. Okay, sorry. I just digress, looking at everybody all calm with the damn cameras.
But it's
okay.
A good point. It's a good point.
Dawson's hot sauce. This one has like things. This one has like pieces where you can actually see the hot things, like the whole thing. And then when there's a seed, the seed is hotter than the skin. Do you see that seed right there?
Really getting into the weeds of the wing over here,
that's
Tyra.
That's like not cute.
So you've been a provocateur when it comes to addressing how beauty standards function in society. But you've also taken some flack for being brutally honest about how models need to tweak their look to ride trends in this industry.
For I have those no of idea us, what you're saying.
For those of us who don't have the opportunity...
It's like Charlie Brown. Wah, 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 wah.
For those of us who don't have the opportunity to get
you
a tie over...
It. You have to repeat it. I don't know what the hell you're talking about right now. This whatever this Dawson shit mm-hmm. stuff.
For those of us who don't have the opportunity to get a tie-over from Ty-Ty, do you have any advice for how to...
See, you know it's hot. Look at you. You're trying to hold it together.
Do you have any advice for finding your own look?
Let me think. If I were to give you a tie-over, what would I do?
Yeah.
Actually, you're good.
Whoa.
Yeah, if you were one of my models, every now and then I have a model. Look at you sniffing. His nose is running. Every now and then I have a model that doesn't need a tie-over. And I don't think you would need one.
Wow.
You are giving me Justin Timberlake, 2011.
Whoa, I don't deserve that, but I'll take it.
Do you guys feel it? It's Justin Timberlake. I'm sure you've heard that before.
Well, you know, I would say that, you know, adding on to that a little bit, I felt very validated when you said that a bald head was one of your favorite flossom beauty qualities.
It is, because it's hot.
Well, with that in mind, can I show you a couple pics from our season 5 promo spread? Maybe you can just thumb through and...
Oh, and which ones?
Do you have any advice for...
Oh, this is hot.
Wait, hold on one sec. Let me grab this one. All right, cool.
Yeah. Okay, this one is hot. You look a little mysterious. You look like you're about to rob somebody, though.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's like sexy criminal.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, this one is like, yeah, right, bitch. Right? That's nice, but I say no.
Mm-hmm.
What is this like?
I'm like talking to the last dab on the phone.
Talking to the sauce. This app makes absolutely no sense.
Okay.
This is a hot mess.
A little more abstract.
This again, I feel like I would not want to be
in a dark alley.
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, this is good.
This is good.
This is good. This is sexy. Yes, I'm seeing a little baby Tom Hanks in that. Has somebody ever told you that?
Like first time.
Yeah.
First time, but I'll take that.
I see it in the eyes. I see Tom Hanks in the eyes. This is hot. This is sexy. If you were my new man, I would show this to my friends in my phone.
Play your cards right, Tyra.
This is a hot mess.
Okay.
Like, no. It looks like you're playing the trombone or the tuba or something.
Right,
Like, this is, you're saying, oh, it's hot. The hot sauce is hot.
In post, we put some flames. We had, like, a whole flame thing going.
You shouldn't have to think in post. You shouldn't have to explain it. It should just be. It should be extra and wonderful, but it should be amazing on its own. Quack.
You're right.
Oh, sweet.
Sweet.
This is nice. Are you single?
I am.
Oh, okay. So let me explain. Are you on any dating sites?
No, I don't do that.
Okay, but you should do it.
You think so?
Yes. You should totally do it. But let me explain.
Yeah.
When a man has his profile shot on a dating site and he is not making eye contact with the camera, his swipes go up. The positive swipe increases. His engagement goes higher. But I think it's sad. Because what is that saying about women? That we don't want you guys to pay attention to us?
Or that there's something desirable about a disconnect or something.
Yeah, or like, I think you're hot, but I think she's hotter. You know what I mean?
Right.
But that's just my advice. But if you did do a dating site thing, I would definitely do him. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Tyra.
And I got supermodels for you, too, if you want to, like, date any of those girls.
Yeah. Let's have a whole powwow after this, okay? All right, Tyra, you ready to move on?
I am.
So this next one is Da Bomb. Shit gets real.
Is it? It's about to get real, real.
Mm-hmm.
Hell to the no. I'm not. I need some ice cream. Mama.
Do we have the ice cream?
Oh! That's not even food.
Welcome to the show.
But that was not... Oh,
yeah, it's a real steep climb.
So when you go to the bathroom, what is it? Is it like fire?
I think my biology is adjusted. I haven't had problems in a while.
So your colon has like some natural coating or something? It just doesn't even calm it down.
Yeah, Teflon. Do you still have a crush on Larry David?
Oh my God, I was just talking about this.
Yeah?
He's hot. My mom likes him too. But we didn't know that we liked him. We were like talking one day and we were like, oh my, you know what I think is hot? My mom goes, ah, I'm not making any sense right now. Larry David, he's hot.
I'm right with you.
He's so hot.
I know that you used to rewrite commercials when you were a kid. Have you ever thought about if you were to make a Curb cameo, what your character might be like?
I want to be on Curb so bad. I'm not that great with lines because I've hosted. A host, as you know, are good at being ourselves. And when you give you lines, people give you lines, it's like, what? Mmm.
as a host, when you had your talk show, did you find that you had more leeway with
my
celebrities?
My teeth are, like, doing something, too.
To go there because they know that you understand the stakes and backlash that might be involved?
I could ask celebrities anything.
Mm-hmm.
When I had my talk show, because I felt safe, got in the bed with Janet Jackson. I did all kind of crazy stuff with Beyonce. And I felt safe. That's Hillary Clinton called kind of crazy stuff.
Do you feel safe on this talk show?
Not at all. Not right now. It doesn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with it?
You just mind over
good,
matter.
Right? You're not supposed to do that, right?
Mind over matter. You have some ice cream. You have some milk.
You guys don't understand. This is for real.
So in your book, you say real women know when to apologize, and it seems that the music career is your biggest mea culpa. Looking back, why don't you think that the Tyra-Kobe combination was the smash hit that it looked like it would be on paper?
I was very excited about singing with Kobe. I was like, this is my chance. This is going to blow up. Super athlete, super model, super single.
Mm-hmm.
K-L-B-E-I-L-O-V-E-U. And I think you are very fine. If you give me one chance, I promise to love you and be with you forevermore. I talked it instead of saying it, so that hopefully you guys can use that. I think it didn't work because of me.
No, the hook is the best part.
Oh, you think it's because of him?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
No, I think that that's a slapper. I think it actually was. Like, I think it stands the test of time. I think it is a real wrinkle in pop culture. For real.
I think if he would have had Lil' Kim or Foxy Brown, which were the two rappers of that day that were huge, they were the Cardi B and Nicki Minaj of that era. And if he had had one of them, I think it would have done a lot better.
And then I know that your rap name, Ty Lock Ski Mask Dog.
Ty Lock Ski Mask Dog.
Ty Lock Ski Mask Dog. Does Ty Lock Ski Mask Dog, your rap name, does she ever come out? Or are you saving her for York's 18th birthday?
You want her right now?
Yeah, I want her right now.
You want her before or after the wing?
I want her right now.
Okay, here we go. Now remember, I was 13. So some measurements are going to seem a little different.
Mm-hmm.
You want to beatbox me in?
Yeah.
Yo, I'm 34A, but that's okay, cause the rest of my body is just touche. I'm 5'9", I look so fine, yes, all my fellas are so divine. When I'm finished with this, you might as well just dismiss all the other female rappers, cause y'all just piss. My eyes so green, they look so keen, if I had one look, you know what I mean. My hair's so brown, it is always down, and on my face, there never is a frown. Now when you and I meet, we will not stand. You better get on your knees and kiss my hand. Go Tata, get busy. Go Tyra, woo!
All right, Tyra. This is the last dab. We call it the last dab because it's tradition around here to put a little extra on the last wing. You don't have to if you don't want to.
My mother told me that... You know, I've never been drunk ever.
Now you have.
I feel like something about this makes yeah. you, it's a weird, your brain goes somewhere or
it
something.
It does. It's trippy.
My mom said she never raised a quitter.
Salute. Salute. Cheers, Tyra. What a run it's been. Back from the dead, Tyra Banks on the last dab. Scorched earth.
The last
earth.
Dab is in my back of my throat. So I've got even burnness happening right now, so it's not doubling down on the burn. Still hot as hell, though.
All right, Tyra, put it in the history books. Tyra Banks on Hot Ones. What a run it's been. As much fun as I've ever had on set, and I'm not just saying that.
Are you serious?
Dead ass serious.
Oh, my God.
And now there's nothing left to do but roll out the red carpet for you, Tyra Banks. Let the people know what you have going on in your life.
Buy my book. Perfect is boring. I've never been drunk in my entire life, and I never thought that the first time I'd be drunk would be on hot wings with no alcohol, talking about this book, Perfect is Boring, that I wrote with my mother. This book is so raw, it is so real, it is so uninhibited and unfiltered. It's the lessons my mama taught me. There's one called 8 Words to Watch Out For, and it's what a man like
guys.
You would whisper in a woman's ear like me to get a little piece of me. We talk about how to win, how to get that money, how to make that cheddar, how to make the life better, and how to know when you might have a dream like being a singer, but it ain't the calling, baby. All right, I love you guys so much.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.